Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Cherie,
yes.
Question without notice.
Oh, this will be good. Here we go.
What were you doing when
I'm
you
just
were
looking at the run sheet, Leighton? I don't see where you're going to ask Cherie a question.
Cherie, question without notice.
Yes,
what
folks,
were you
this
doing?
Show does have a run sheet.
What were you doing when you were six? At the age of six.
My memory's not that good, but
how do you reckon we're going?
Probably not much.
All right, what, are you playing with dolls or something?
Yeah, I guess so. I had some Barbies.
Yeah.
I was a big reader. I was always a bit of a bookworm.
A bit of a reader. Okay, there's this little kid. His name is Ryan. He is a multimillionaire. He is six years old. He is 6 years old. He has generated this year $11 million. He is six.
What does he do?
He's a YouTube sensation.
Oh, okay. That wasn't around when I was six.
Yeah, well, that's right. He tests. He road tests toys.
Oh, that's a pretty good gig if you can get it.
He's got so many followers, and all these big toy manufacturers sort of pay him to road test their product and promote it on his YouTube thingy thingy.
YouTube thingy.
The technical term.
YouTube thingy thingy.
Oh, good on him. Looks like
6 years old, $11 million.
He can probably retire before he hits his teens.
I was flat out tying my shoelaces at six.
I was having trouble catching and throwing balls. Six. Multi-millionaire. Hey,
there you go.
And what if he reviews toys?
Reviews toys.
I'm thinking of doing something similar with rum. Bundaberg, if you're listening, or Kraken. Anybody want to help us out?
Yeah, sure. I think I'm more than happy
to review your product.
I think it's important that someone like you, Potsy, does that because you've got plenty of experience.
That's right. I'm an expert. Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. We launched a couple of weeks ago, and of course it's coming up in April of next year, and some of the contestants are out and about and starting to do their fundraising for their various charities. We're going to find out about one of those fundraisers right here, right now, in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Speaking of Thomas Brothers, from Thomas Brothers, in charge of the used cars section there, we've got Danny Crouch with us this morning.
How you doing?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome along.
Awesome plug. Thank you very much.
No, that's all right. No worries. Not a problem.
The boss will be very happy.
First off, welcome to the Wagga Wagga Takes Two family.
Thank you very much.
We did the launch a couple of weeks ago now, and we've partnered you up with, you're in good hands, Mel Donges is looking after you.
Yep, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
Now, I know it's probably early days, and you probably haven't had a chance to sit down and work out what you're going to do. But what sort of music are you into? Just looking at you, you sort of strike me as your classic Aussie pub rock type.
Pub rock,
yeah,
sounds exactly right.
So is that you were like a bit of a
just kind of
chisel or something?
Yeah, look, 70s, 80s, anything like that. Just
Angels.
Whatever song makes me, as I said before, sound less bad.
Lucky it's not a singing competition.
Well, exactly right. Otherwise, I'd be up the creek without a paddle.
I reckon I've seen you at a couple of social things. I reckon you've let loose.
Alcohol does funny things, mate. Dutch courage, I think they call it.
All right. Well,
I'm pretty sure there's been a couple of times where you've requested The Gambler.
Yeah, that could be right. But I'm not singing that. I'm not singing that. No, not singing that.
That won't
but he's one of my favourites.
That won't get past the production phase of the show, mate. Now, the charity you've chosen is Country Hope. Now, I know Thomas Brothers have had a long association with Country Hope. Is that why you've jumped on board?
Yes, but they do such a great job. Yeah. And, you know, they deal with people when they're in probably the worst time of their lives, really. Like, you know, they're dealing with sick children and you can only you can't even think what they're going through at that time.
So exactly right.
To try and be able to help someone in that sort of predicament is, you know, just a well-worthy cause.
And great local charity.
Definitely,
So, and all the money that Danny is going to raise through Wagga Wagga Takes Two will be staying locally with Country Hope. Now, your first fundraising event, mate, is actually coming up on Friday night. Tell us what you're doing.
Yep, Friday night, Sunset by the Lake. The Groove Factory's doing some music out there. It's going to be a great night. Starts at 6 o'clock. You know, it's free entry, but obviously, you know, we'd love for people to, you know, empty their coins out of their pockets, and we'll have a few people walking around, some great volunteers walking around for a couple of buckets. But, you know, we just love to be out there helping raise a few funds. But it's going to be a great night. The weather's meant to be great, so it should be great.
So put your hand in your pocket. The loose change, the 10-cent pieces, 20-cent pieces, $50 notes.
Yeah, look, the $50 notes would be more preferred. But, no, look, any gold coins they might have, whatever it be, anything could be much appreciated.
All right, so that's this coming Friday night, sunset by the lake out at Apex Park at Lake Albert, featuring the Groove Factory, 6 o'clock till 7:30. And as Danny says, it's a free show, but what we'd like you to do is, as he says, if you've got anything loose in the old pocket there, just chuck it in the bucket as they go around. And mate, that's just going to be the start of quite a few.
We've got a few things in the pipeline, but we'll obviously talk about those as they come along. But sure. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event, and you guys all should be very proud with what you've done for the community. It's raised obviously lots and lots of money, and
for various charities.
Feel very privileged to be part of it.
No, mate, welcome along to the family. And the great thing about your show on Friday, I guess, as we lead up to New Year's Eve, which I know Thomas Brothers is involved with New Year's Eve, it'll actually be great to see. It's a good practice run.
Exactly right.
For what's going to happen.
And it's going to be big New Year's Eve. It's going to be an awesome night too. Yeah. So,
all right. So we want you to support that, everybody. If you're looking for something to do on Friday night, get out to Sunset by the Lake, 6 o'clock till 7:30. That free show featuring the Groove Factory. So it's going to be a great night. And while you're there, whilst it is a free show, Danny and the crew are going to be walking around with the collection buckets, raising money, collecting donations for Country Hope, which is Danny's charity in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
And the reason why it's a free show is because during the evening, Danny will get up on stage and sing The Gambler.
Yeah, we don't want people leaving too early. So.
No.
We need people to hang around to fill those buckets.
That's the default mechanism when we have to clear the venue at 7:30.
We'll do that at 7:30. Yeah, that's right.
And just a reminder about Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. It's April 19, 20 and 21 next year. Everybody at the Kildare Catholic College Hall, and tickets will go on sale around about mid-February next year. All going well. If you want to find out more, make sure you check out the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page and also the website. On you, Danny.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the journey, mate, and good luck for Friday night. Hopefully there's a few people there and they're very generous.
Yep.
Special good morning to all the teachers out there. I think for a lot of teachers, today might be the final day of kids in the classroom. But then again, for a lot of other teachers, I think they go through until going. Friday.
Right.
But certainly at the end of the teaching year for all the teachers out there, and probably at this point of the year, at the end of the year, you know, things are starting to take their toll, and you might be a little grumpy.
Yeah.
And you might be a little over it, and you might be looking forward to your holidays coming up. However, I hope you're not like this school teacher from Colorado.
Ooh. What's happened over there?
63-year-old teacher.
Yeah.
Substitute music teacher, actually, by the name of Carla Shinners. Now, Carla's in a bit of bother over in Colorado because she has been arrested after she whacked a 10-year-old student on the head with a violin bow.
There's no law against that, is there? I mean, can a violin bow really hurt?
Well,
really?
Ms. Shinners, who's better known by the nickname of Mrs. Grumpy Lady, is also accused of swearing in front of students. The 63-year-old teacher handed herself into police after an arrest warrant was issued. After Shinners, a teacher for more than 30 years, was interrupted by a call on her mobile phone in a classroom. She started swearing at the person on the phone. The little kiddies overheard this. The kid that got whacked over the head with a violin bow also had Ms. Shinners pulled her hair before she whacked her over the head with.
She sounds like she is Miss Grumpy Lady.
She is Miss Grumpy Lady. Anyway, the end of her school year has come rather abruptly.
Right.
She won't be teaching for the rest of the year.
She's
in a bit of bother.
Yeah,
in fact, I don't think she'll be teaching too much more at all.
There's not good for the kids, for little kiddies in Mrs. Grumpy Lady's class. You'd be pleased to know she got detention.
Long-term detention. Wow. Ever had a teacher in your days at school, ever had a teacher lose the plot?
Yes, but with provocation. Yeah. There was one student in my class that was just an A-H.
Right. Yes.
An absolute A-H.
Yes.
And he just grabbed the kid by the hand, didn't get the cane out, just the hand on the bum, threw him into the corner. Well, threw, got him into the corner. And yeah, he just, enough of you. You're just a bad piece of work. And I got to tell you, the rest of the class, yeah. Oh, good on you, mate. Good. About time. This guy needs to have a big kick up the ass. I don't know what he's doing now. He's either in jail.
Yeah. The teacher or the kid.
The kid.
Yeah.
The kid's either in jail or
in
running
parliament. I stupidly in primary, I got into trouble one day school, and the bloke, this is back in the days of corporal punishment, so I got the belt out and give me one, and he just looked at me.
Yeah.
And he goes, because I didn't flinch.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do you think? And he said to me, what do you think of that?
Hey.
And I'm going, that was soft.
So he did it again.
So the next one wasn't soft. We have discovered a song that we believe has the potential to be the next Aussie anthem.
Now, I've heard this song once.
Yeah. And what did you think?
Already, it's my favourite song. Yeah, the words, they have so much meaning.
Yeah, no, it's
as you say, it will be Australia's an iconic Aussie song. We'll be singing this at pubs right across the nation.
So we're talking up there with your K-Sans. We're talking up there with your Ganga Jang sound of then.
Yeah.
We're talking
Shook Me All Night Longs.
Yeah, that's it up there with that one.
We're exactly right. This is. Right up there with
Paradise.
Iconic Aussie songs.
Now, the band that has released this song is called The Chats.
Chats. Where are they based?
They're from the Sunshine Coast.
Right.
The Chats.
Right.
And the video clip is probably the best thing about this song, because it actually sells what the song is all about.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to have a look at the video clip is part of the story, which is on the website, triplem.com.au. If you click on the music icon, you'll see this story about this band from Queensland, from the Sunshine Coast, and their song, which we are about to play for you right now.
It's just an...
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be an Aussie classic.
Now, this is of particular interest to those people who are on work sites at the moment.
Tradies.
Yeah, just stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing and pay attention.
Probably a bit early for them to stop, mate. They wouldn't be on smoke.
No, they'd be on smoke. Smoke time right now.
Is it?
Oh, it'd have to be.
Okay.
Morning. Right. Have to be. You know, you'd be into your first sausage roll about this time of the day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Chunky milk.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Have a listen to this. This is what we believe will be the next Aussie anthem from Queensland band The Chats. This is called I'm on Smoko. Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4. Degrees. The Queensland harsh summer heat.
I'm on Smoko.
So leave me alone.
The chats, everybody. Now, you've got to have a look at the video clip. The video clip is sensational. There's a part in the video clip right at the end where the guy on Smoko is actually a lifesaver.
And there is a lady in distress drowning in the depths of the ocean. And then he goes, and he looks at his watch and goes,
I'm on Smoko!
It is brilliant stuff. Have a look at the clip. Check out the story. It's on our website, triplem.com.au. We shared it yesterday on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page as well, if you want to have a look at it there. But it's a great song. The video clip is just sensational. Have a look at the clip. As Molly would say, do yourself a favour.
That'll be played at pubs all across this nation in 10 years' time. you'll have kids coming up going, can you play that Smoko song?
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.